Now, when the Pharisees gathered together to Jesus, with some of the scribes who had come from Jerusalem, they saw that some of his disciples ate with hands defiled, that is, unwashed. For the Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they wash their hands, observing the tradition of the elders. And when they come from the marketplace, they do not eat unless they purify themselves. There are many other traditions which they observe, the washing of cups and pots and vessels of bronze. The Pharisees and the scribes asked Jesus,
"Why do your disciples not live according to the tradition of the elders, but eat with hands defiled?"
"Well did Isaiah prophesy of you hypocrites. As it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the precepts of men. You leave the commandment of God and hold fast the tradition of men. You have a fine way of rejecting the commandment of God in order to keep your tradition. For Moses said, 'Honor your father and your mother.' And he who speaks evil of father or mother, let him surely die. But you say, 'If a man tells his father or his mother, what you would have gained from me is korban, that is, given to God,' then you no longer permit him to do anything for his father or mother, thus making void the word of God through your tradition which you hand on. And many such things you do."
He called the people to him again.
"Hear me, all of you, and understand, there is nothing outside a man which by going into him can defile him. But the things which come out of a man are what defile him."
When Jesus had entered the house and left the people, his disciples asked him about the parable. He said to them,
"Then are you also without understanding? Do you not see that whatever goes into a man from outside cannot defile him, since it enters not his heart, but his stomach, and so passes on?"
Thus, he declared all foods clean.
"What comes out of a man is what defiles a man. For from within, out of the heart of man, come evil thoughts, fornication, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, licentiousness, envy, slander, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within, and they defile a man."
And from there, he arose and went away to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And he entered a house, and would not have anyone know it, yet he could not be hid. Immediately, a woman whose little daughter was possessed by an unclean spirit heard of him, and came and fell down at his feet. Now, the woman was a Greek, Syrophoenician by birth, and she begged him to cast the demon out of her daughter. He said to her,
"Let the children first be fed, for it is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs."
"Yes, Lord. Yet even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs."
"For this saying, you may go your way. The demon has left your daughter."
And she went home and found the child lying in bed, the demon gone. Then Jesus returned from the region of Tyre and went through Sidon to the Sea of Galilee, through the region of the Decapolis. And they brought to him a man who was deaf and had an impediment in his speech. And they besought him to lay his hand upon him. Taking him aside from the multitude privately, he put his fingers into his ear, and he spat and touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him,
"Ephphatha,"
that is, "be opened." And his ears were opened, his tongue was released, and he spoke plainly. Jesus charged them to tell no one, but the more he charged them, the more zealously they proclaimed it, and they were astonished beyond measure.
"He has done all things well. He even makes the deaf hear and the dumb speak."